Mountains of Glory, performed live in our studios. From in-studio guests this week, Amy Ray and the Butchies.
You have mentioned Damon Records. We're 11 years down the road with Damon Records at this point. But at the same time, over 11 years, you know, the avenues to get heard on the airwaves have shrunk drastically. Record companies have shrunk drastically. We could go on.
Yeah, forever.
I guess what I'm interested in, you're fighting this fight. And the other side just seems to keep getting bigger. I'm an indie radio show. I'm fighting the same fight.
Yeah.
You know, most certainly.
I mean, I think one of the things that I always think about is when the top gets so big and everything starts merging, it actually creates more space underneath, I feel like. Look at, you know, the independent community as an environment that needs to be fed and make sure that you're supporting the thing that you need in order to support you. And so a lot of coalition building, a lot of touring, a lot of really supporting the independent media and trying to, you know, work that. But it's hard.
You wrote a column in the annual Performing Songwriter Indie Issue. But I'm wondering, because you took people to task in this. I mean, whole industries, you sort of took to task. But sort of major record companies, the RIAA, you know, big corporate radio, all this stuff. And even some other musicians, not by name,
yeah,
but in theory. Have you ever had any blowback come back on this?
Yeah, I mean, the things I talk about, I mean, sometimes people talk, you know, people get frustrated with me because I'm so outspoken about these things, and they feel like, look, you're not a radio person, you don't understand how it works. But to write that article, actually, that's the culmination of, like, a year of working with the low-power radio movement, talking to people from the NAB, talking to, you know, people about digital technology, the Future of Music Coalition, you know, all these different people that are mentors to me that are in the movement of the independent music scene. The other thing that happens is some musicians that feel like their production is so expensive and they want to charge huge ticket prices will say to me, you know, you guys, you don't even know. I mean, we have 50 dancers. We have all these things to pay for. But I know, and I know how much it costs. I know how much things cost, and I know what they're making. And I know that they already have millions of dollars. And I know that it's unnecessary to charge those ticket prices. So I don't even care if they argue with me about it. It doesn't even they're arguing with themselves because they know it's not right. And I think everyone has to give in a little on this. You know, the promoters need to make a little less money. The record companies need to make. You can't like look at me and tell me that you should be charging $20 for a CD when the technology's made it able for us to print them for 69 cents, basically. That's kind of sick. That means that the money, the price, the reason the price is going up is for a lot of other things. It's buying advertising. It's everything that we hate about the record industry. It's the hype. It's funny because the more political me and Emily have gotten, the less radio play we've gotten. It's you could draw it on a graph, you know. But I don't care. I mean, my career waxes and wanes, but my activism doesn't, you know, and my community doesn't, and the people that I love, you know, they're there.